is Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be troubled.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Cole Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Jim Bellett, number 61.
I get.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
Welcome into the Cube Show. Arkie Shea right here. Cole Kublik on assignment going back to the great state of Arkansas. I know he's missed it. Fayetteville, Arkansas is where he'll be for the Auburn Tigers and the Fayetteville Razorbacks. We'll talk about that game more as the show progresses. Boy, we are not at a shortage of things to talk about. But before we get those, let's start by introducing who is filling in for Cole Kublik this morning. You may know her from the woman who is laughing in the background. You should also know her from her time on television. From Way 31, filling in.
Ooh, look at that play.
Is Miss Sarah Hodges. What's up, Sarah?
What up? Good morning. I'm laughing because it's early.
You're laughing because it's all you can do not to cry.
It's so true. Early.
Oh, it's so good. You're not obviously used to it. You do kind of get used to it. You still hate waking up this early, but at least it becomes less and less painful.
Yeah.
It's just more of a, like, it's your job, you know.
I hit the snoozy.
So what?
I hit the snoozy a couple times. Yeah.
I wish I could do that too. You know, it's funny. I've thought about that a bunch of times, and I realized that if I don't get here, like, the station will still go to something at 6 o'clock,
and it won't be you.
It will be dead air.
Oh god!
It doesn't just automatically go somewhere else.
Do you have problems sleeping in general because of that?
No. I mean, I'm pretty good with the alarm.
You trust your alarm.
Oh yeah, the alarm's never let me down.
Every time I have to wake up.
I don't trust myself setting it every night.
You have to, like, check 3 times that you set it right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, did I do PM?
Yeah.
You know?
I usually set it, like, right when I get to work that morning. Like, I've already set my alarm for tonight just to be sure. And I'll probably check it again around probably when I get home at, like, 7 tonight.
You don't do the automatic alarm where it goes off every morning at the same time, or you can set it for Monday through Friday.
I tried that. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac with that. Like, I really have to, like, I have a little OCD with it.
Yeah.
I have to just sort of manually check it no matter what I do.
I hear you.
Because there have been times where legitimately I woke up like 2 a.m. to go take a tinkle, and like I looked at my clock and I was like, man, something just doesn't feel right. And, like, my alarm would be set for, like, 4:15 p.m. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm glad I checked.
Yeah.
That's
goodness,
happened, like, twice.
That would be devastating.
Yeah. Well, plus, when Cole's here,
does he call
Cole
you?
Doesn't know how to run the board. You know?
Oh, gotcha.
Like, there was one time where my car battery had died from the night before, and I had to get it jumped. So I was going to be, I was, like, 10 minutes late to the show. And I was legitimately calling Cole and, like, running him through the buttons to push to get started.
Was he nervous?
I think he was more pissed because
he should learn.
It's extra thing. Like, well, you know, the funny thing is there's not a DJ in our cluster. There's 5 stations that we Cumulus owns here in Huntsville.
Right.
There's not a DJ here that doesn't know how to run their own board, except for Cole Kublik.
Well, he's a star.
Yeah, and he's not really Cole Kublik. But Dale Jackson will be on later today. He knows how to run his own board. He just doesn't like to do it. I know how to run my own board. I wish I didn't have to do it for the most part. That's when I was hosting just a solo show here at one point. I've since given those reins to someone else to have fun with the Saturday show. Everybody knows what to do. if they have to do it. I think most people just would rather not do it.
Plus, you get
all the control. That's... You get to choose when, the buttons, get pushed.
It's sort of like editing your own video in my business. I don't really want to do it, but I guess it's better in ways because you get to make the video look like how you want it.
Yeah, like you get to craft your own show. You get to craft your highlights.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I guess...
the benefit of it.
If you want to say there's a benefit to it. But we all want to do the least amount of work possible, right? I mean, it's just human nature. Nick Saban's talked about it before. That's right. But Nick, but Bama.
It's human nature just to be average.
Yeah, it's not human nature to be great all the time.
I hear him.
It's human nature to go nap. It's human nature not to go to the weight room every single day or watch as much film as possible.
It'll make you really realize things about yourself.
It will.
Are you a champion or are you just there to play the game?
Are
you just there for the regular season or are you there for postseason?
We're finding out a lot about regular season and postseason now. Because there's a lot to talk about.
There is.
Sarah, let's start off with your Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Raise your
Derek Carr to Crabtree for the 2-yard touchdown. Oh my goodness, that was...
Raise your hand if you thought this Marshawn Lynch to Oakland thing was going to go smoothly the entire year.
Has their hand raised.
What a wild game last night. The game itself was crazy.
Hey, that was a win that we needed so badly.
You really needed it, yeah.
We really needed that win. It was do or die.
So the four-game losing streak that was going on?
Yep. We got Derek Carr back last week. We lost that game.
He looked bad last week. But last night, he looked great.
He looked great.
I think that was his 12th 300-yard passing game last night, which... I think he's already number two in Oakland Raiders history.
He looked great. Our offensive line looked pretty good, too. I'm excited for the Raiders. I mean, I was excited last year, obviously, until, the injury
Would you disagree that the Kansas City Chiefs controlled much of that second half? I mean, the Kansas City, they led for the vast majority of that second half.
I agree.
And they looked good.
It was probably all Raiders in the last 7 minutes of the fourth.
Yeah, and this is all part of a comeback.
Right.
LL Cool J says it right, don't call it a comeback. Is that what he says?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, ladies love Cool J.
I do love LL Cool J. I'm not sure about that one.
Did you know LL stands for Ladies Love?
Yes.
That's weird, isn't it? Little into yourself.
I mean, I feel like those are the people who make it in life. The ones who are just really into themselves are just so confident,
True. That's true. That's money. So last night, Oakland, Kansas City, we've got a great game. We're not used to getting great games consistently on Thursday night.
Got a great game.
A quarterback duel of all duels.
Yes.
Derek Carr versus Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is a baller.
Great quarterbacks last night. Both throwing for over 300 yards. Both throwing a bunch of touchdowns. Both looking really good. The difference in the game through the vast majority of that game was that Oakland had a field goal blocked and missed a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City had none.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City was playing like the Kansas City we saw up until last week against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And they started playing more like the Kansas City when they were scoring 30 points in the game. If they can look at this team all back and stuff. Maybe, that Pittsburgh game was just a little bit of a blip on the radar. They get down, they get up 30-24. They punt it to Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland does a 3-and-out, has to kick it back to Kansas City, then has to kick it back to Oakland.
Yep.
And Oakland's final drive... It was crazy.
So it was like a little over two minutes left.
A little over 2 minutes. It was a crazy though. In the final 46 seconds, Kansas City used all three of their timeouts.
Yes.
Kansas City used all three of their timeouts in the final, including one timeout with 0 minutes and 0 seconds on the clock.
How crazy was that? The two defensive penalties.
And so what we saw was an Oakland team that lost the game, then won the game.
Then lost.
Then had a penalty called. Then lost the game. Then got another penalty called. Won the game. Another penalty called. Lost the game again. And then finally, a 1 yard touchdown pass from Derek Carr to Michael Crabtree after was it a holding or interference in the end zone?
Interference.
It was interference in the end zone. That final play. And they had to, the refs had to go back and review two different touchdown calls in this final 2 minutes. I mean, the game took forever at the very end.
It was never going to end.
The game was a smooth game throughout the entirety of it. For a game that was in the 50s,
right,
scoring up until that point,
right,
that game was, I think it was right around 10-15, 10-20-ish.
It was
if
late.
If I'm not mistaken, that we finally started, before we got to that final couple of drives, it's like, this is feeling like a pretty smooth, pretty quick game. And then it would not end.
And then, it ended late.
I don't care about the Raiders. I don't care about the Chiefs. It doesn't affect my team, the Dallas Cowboys. And I was enthralled. Like, my heart was pumping. And I couldn't care less about the team.
This is the best thing about sports.
Oh, my God. Thank you, sports, for doing this to me. Because I could not go to bed immediately after. I sat there and I was just... like,
you're like, this is what we're opening up with tomorrow.
I was doing research, doing get stuff ready for this for today's show, and getting ready for Randolph and DAR, which is tonight on the Upstart.
I think I'm going to that game.
Are you?
I think I might be.
Well, that's at DAR, so if you're going all the way to, you know,
or if I'm not, somebody for sure is. I saw it on the list. I don't know who. I thought it was me, but... Well,
it's a very important game. Randolph, with a win and some help, can guarantee themselves a hosting playoff spot next... well, not next week. It's a couple of weeks when the playoffs start at the beginning of November. Regardless, I couldn't do any...
Will be there. Shout out to Will Harkins.
What up, Will? We'll see you out there. Come say hello. I'll probably be in the stands doing the game.
He's the best.
He is. I've never met him. I'm sure he is the best.
He really is. Yeah, he's actually going to be leaving our station to join the Air Force.
Wow, that is not what I'm used to hearing.
I know.
You're like, you leave a station to go to another station, or leave a station to try another venture, not leave a station to join the military.
Yeah, and he's a little bit older. I think it's just been a dream of his whole life, and, you know, he was our meteorologist there at the station, and I think he just got to the point where he was like, okay, I have still some unfinished business left.
Wow, that's cool.
It's awesome.
That is cool.
It is.
Regardless.
Oh, here's the play.
Excuse me. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But in a world where I could not care less about really the outcome of this game, the fact that it was so competitive and so drama-filled at the very end. I mean, if there's a two-minute drive happening in a game where it could tie or win the game, it could have been Houston and Memphis last night, and I would have been excited. Which, by the way, there are way too many people watching a Houston-Memphis game on my timeline, which should have been watching this Oakland game last night because it was so good for the entirety of it.
So good.
It was so, so, so good. That is an all-timer. That's the best game of the season so far.
Did they win for Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah. Well.
I felt like we did.
We.
I just love how much he loves Derek Carr.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with that. Okay. I have some audio from this game that I want to play.
All right. Awesome.
Let's first get to from last night's game. Quite obviously, let's get to. Oh man, got a lot of audio for this morning. Let's get to the touchdown pass that would, with no time left, again would tie this thing at 30 all before the extra point.
Well, here we go. The final play, we think, of the game. Kansas City up by 6, 30-24. No time left on the clock. Carr out of the shotgun. Sprints to his left. Fires left. And it's caught! Touchdown, Oakland! Michael Crabtree just inside the pylon. And the Raiders have tied it up at 30 with no time left on the clock. And the point after is coming.
You know what's great? You hear a lot of the crowd in the background. That place was hot jumping for the entirety of the game. They're leaving them, and they still care.
Of course, because I mean
the NFL's got a lot of cities and places by the old gonads. Oakland's one of those places that there was never a doubt that they didn't love their team.
Oh yeah, I mean even at my house last night, it sounded like if you were there, like you were in the black hole.
Yeah, which...
Taylor is not a Raiders fan, but she has Crabtree on her fantasy.
Oh.
So it was a wild, crazy of screams last night. She's like, we both win! Yeah!
Speaking of receivers in that game of fantasy, Amari Cooper, over 200 yards receiving last night.
Yeah, how many drop balls did he have?
Okay, all right. A little angry.
You know what? I love Amari Cooper much.
Okay.
It just pisses me off.
Sure. Here's the final call of that victory.
Because I want more. Go ahead.
You always need more,
yes.
From them, don't you?
John Kondo is the long snapper.
Very rarely are you going to hear on this show an extra point for the win.
John Kondo is the long snapper. Kicking from right to left. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on its way. End over end. It is good! And the Raiders have come from behind and defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 31-30. And they are jumping for joy, not only in the stands, but also all over the playing field.
Yeah, speaking of all over the playing field, your Marshawn Lynch got out of control last night.
All over the playing field. First of all, I just want to add that was the most nervous I was the whole game.
For the extra point?
For the extra point.
You just not want to go to overtime?
I'm like, where's Jenna Kowski? I just need him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Marshawn.
Marshawn Lynch sprints onto the field.
Being Marshawn.
Okay, so Marcus Peters comes in late and hits Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
A little late, not egregiously late, but late enough that a flag was going to be thrown.
Mm-hmm. Late enough to where the whole O-line was pretty upset.
Sure, like Donald Penn, the guy who was on the video, I think was it last week or the week before, going over to a fan and threatening to beat him up because he threatened to beat him up. It's a crazy video. But they reacted, and they had Derek Carr's back. In fact, they went over to Marcus Peters and was ready to, you know, throw some bows if they needed to. A little bit of a shoving match. Flags were already being thrown. Marshawn Lynch tosses on his helmet, sprints out to the field.
Yeah, he wasn't even on the field. Nowhere to be found on the field until this moment.
He puts on his helmet and then does a little bit of shoving of the official.
I mean,
grabs the official's jersey, shirt, whatever it is, it's in the pit.
I watched it like four times. So it wasn't too terrible.
He grabbed you can't touch him at all.
I know.
But it is terrible because he sees it's a referee, and then he sees, first of all, there's no helmet on a guy. So I'm sure he has to be thinking, even in the fury, well, this guy doesn't have a helmet.
But it wasn't like he pushed him to the ground or he like wrestled him. He was like,
sure, he could have physically assaulted him.
I think that he was zoned in and the official came and like grabbed him, was like trying to hold him back. And he had his hands on his chest and then kind of backed off, like realized that, okay, this is, I'm going too hard.
But it looked like he did grab the shirt, ball it up a little bit, like he was like, hey, about to grab you.
And then he let go. Realized, he released.
Whoop, yeah. This is not the way we want to go right now.
Yeah.
And then immediately starts walking off the field because he knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, when he got kicked out, he knew. He was like, okay, I know.
He got himself all disqualified.
Yeah.
I have some audio from Marshawn Lynch. Wait, no, I don't, because he left. Marshawn Lynch.
Wait, is that like a thing, though? If they get kicked out of the game, are they not allowed to talk to the media after? I've never experienced that.
No, at one point he was heading to his car.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, so he got kicked out, walked straight to... He knew exactly what was happening. He was taking off his gloves, we saw on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Was heading to his car. And then we saw a video that he goes back into the stands.
Yeah.
At one point. Looked like he was going to his car. He obviously didn't meet with anybody. He had some... whatever those cold masks are that you sort of put over the bottom of your face.
Right.
Like you see them under...
Ski masks.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a full ski mask. You kind of use it that. You're used to seeing it for football players, like, during the season.
Was it
really
that cold in Oakland?
I mean, it was cool, but it was also rainy and wet there, too, so it probably wasn't the greatest.
Neither
but it made for good cover, because Marshawn Lynch has been notoriously, I don't know if shy is the right word, but just not fond of being seen, I guess, just in general. And we thought that had changed anyway.
Oh, they love him there, too, in Oakland.
Oh, man, that's his town.
Exactly.
So people started asking, was he going on the field to protect his quarterback, or was he going on the field to protect Marcus Peters, who is his friend from the area also, but he was the one, Marcus Peters, was the one on Kansas City who was battling with the Oakland offensive lineman after hitting Derek Carr. Wild thoughts there. I do have some post. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, huh, like, that's a good...
Yeah. It's weird because you don't actually get to talk to Marshawn Lynch, so...
Somebody will. Yeah. Somebody will ask it.
Hopefully at some point. Derek Carr last night talked about Marshawn Lynch getting ejected.
I don't have any problem with Marcus coming in and hitting me. He knows that, and I told him. I said, brother, I got no issue, man. You know,
Marcus Peters, by the way, is the one who hit Derek Carr. That's who he's talking about, Marcus.
I don't have any problem with Marcus coming in and hitting me. He knows that, and I told him. I said, brother, I got no issue, man. You know, you just play ball. You know, obviously Marshawn came out, you know, and, you know, did his thing. Obviously you never want a guy to get kicked out. You know, that stinks. You know, but I know just from knowing him, I know that he was out there just taking care of us.
Yeah, and by the way, props to Derek Carr for not being one of these quarterbacks to give these all namesy-pamsy with the whole, flag should have been thrown. I mean, he told Marcus Peters, I'm cool with the hit.
Come at me, bro. Come at me.
not a big deal. Marshawn Lynch would love to have been talked to, but he wasn't. But Jack Del Rio, his head coach, was asked about him.
I was disappointed that he ran out, because I knew that we had a 15-yard penalty and we were going to be in good shape. I didn't get a chance to, like, have a conversation about it. I told him, you can't leave the bench like that. And that was about it. Next thing I knew, he was being tossed. The ref told me that he actually had put his hands on him. So I didn't see that occur. Obviously, you can never put your hands on an official. And he was DQ'd, so.
I like DQ'd, by the way, better than the ejected. He was DQ'd.
He told Coach, I don't care.
That's kind of Marshawn Lynch. Do you think Marshawn Lynch went on the field just so he'd get fined?
Maybe. I mean,
$30,000 is what he stands to lose just for that for leaving the bench and putting his hand on official, which is no short change. But
did you see Del Rio's interview after the game? He's so sweet. I love him. We believe.
You believe in? Oh, yeah. Jack Del Rio, on the game itself, we should talk about, because it was a really good game. Jack Del Rio said he loves winning games like this.
Games like this, and going down to the wire and knowing that, you know, the outcome's in the balance, the excitement of being in that position is something that I just can't get enough of. I mean, I just absolutely love it.
I mean, calm down with all your love. Clearly, he loves it so much.
He loves the highs and the lows.
That he almost fell asleep discussing it. Man,
I just can't get enough of him. I mean, I just absolutely love it.
Yeah. Jeez, man. Get that guy some caffeine. It couldn't have been that late in Oakland. It was probably 9:30 by the time they ended over in Oakland. No, not even that. Mm-hmm.
It had to have been earlier.
Almost 11 here, so yeah, I'm like 9:00. Come on, that's ridiculous. Wake up, bro. Jalen Richard, who's the tailback for Oakland, who came in and did much of the duty once Marshawn Lynch got ejected, and actually played really well last night, receiving and rushing the ball. So this is a crazy win.
Oh, that was crazy, man, to have those two plays with zero left on the clock, and the flags and the pass interferences to go back and forth, the up and down. Like, man, it's crazy. But to get that win, though, man, it's even better, man.
To get holdings and pass interferences and reviews and non-touchdowns and touchdowns and overturned and upheld, just a stupid, crazy game. The only thing that I hate about things like that, and last night was kind of the situation, because Crabtree, when he caught the ball, went down to his knees and, you know, had to catch in the front of the end zone. They had to make sure the ball was over. Like, you go back and think about with the Super Bowl, how that ended. You know, and it had to end with a review. You had to technically go look at it to see if it was. That's the only thing that kind of takes away from games like this, because there's the initial excitement of, oh my God, he scored! Let's look at it.
Yeah, because
and then react when he did get it confirmed.
Because Jared Cook, with that one catch, right, we all thought that was a touchdown at first, but he was down at the 1.5. Yeah. Then we got the penalty that pushed us back.
The old butt touched. Old butt touched.
Yep.
Moving forward, let's take a listen to Derek Carr again talking about how gratifying it was to win that game.
To fight through, especially when you're already fighting pretty good, you know, you're fighting, you're competing, and then to come out on the other side of it. Now we have a lot of work to do to be better. But to come out on the other side of it, man, I thank God, man, to be honest, because it was hard. It was frustrating.
I thank God, too. Derek, what do you think about that pass to Crabtree?
There's a progression to it. Crabs first. And I was calling for that play, because I if there's one thing about Crabb, it doesn't matter what happens throughout the rest of the game, you know, he always shows up. And, he definitely, obviously he did at the end there, twice. It made two big plays for us.
I like when your name, like when you can shorten your name and it's another word.
Crabb.
Yeah, I think Crabb came up big for us. Crabb. Crabb's good.
Crabb made the whole household in Madison happy.
If there's one thing about Crabb, it's delicious. That's what I've always said that.
But not the fake stuff.
No, not the fake. The imitation, no.
No.
No. Crabb last night complimented his QB, and why not?
Big. He took control in the huddle. He took control of the offense, and all we did is be there for him, you know, and he the captain. It's the quarterback. It's Derek Carr. So, I mean, all we doing is making plays.
All we do is making plays. That's true, I guess, technically.
28 receptions. How is this on the season?
417 passing yards last night for Derek Carr. Coming off, I think he had like 173 last week, was not so hot. Hey, let's listen to the losers real quick. By the way, coming up in just a few moments, we'll have Michael Widener of Hover Helmets coming on in just a moment. To talk about not only today is your Hover Helmet Fantasy Challenge, but what could be in store soon. Speaking of in store, Andy Reid probably should have been in the store getting him some food last night to combat this loss. It's a tough one.
We've all got a piece of this thing. It's, a rival here, obviously, so it's even a little tougher. But our guys will bounce back. They'll get a little rest here and come back strong for the next one.
Well, that's coming up next week. Alex Smith, great game, bad loss, right, bro?
I mean, it's a great rivalry. It's what sports about. It's what football's about. To come down to the end like that, I mean, if you're on the other end, I mean, it's not fun. But, I mean, that is what this is about. I mean, hats off to them. They're a good football team. Certainly, you hate seeing all the flags, I think, at the end, though. I mean, that's the one thing, I think, that, you know, anytime you want to let your guys play, don't want the refs involved as much as possible.
Yeah, if I have to listen here and just again, the review is one thing, and I hate the fans love seeing penalties called because it helps or doesn't help their team, and people are always screaming about them. We call them penalty vultures here on the show.
Right?
People are always like, throw the flag. Where's the flag? Throw the flag. We call them penalty vultures on the show. But it is fair for fans to think that they should get a fair shot at the game
itself. As long as it's equal. As long as it's happening on both sides.
Yeah, I guess it's just unfortunate when you look at the end of the game and it was so muddied by penalties.
I wasn't looking at the game last night and thinking it was muddied.
Well, not when you get the dub, right,
Sarah?
Not
when you get the dub, no.
Final thoughts from Alex Smith.
Multiple times you're thinking we lost it, we won it, we lost it, we won it. Certainly that, I think that second to last play, the ball that got thrown out of the end zone, they called defensive holding on it's not even close to the play. I mean, that's the one that sticks out to me. I didn't see it, though, so it'd be hard for me to judge it. Like I said, I mean, tough for me to comment on it.
He just heard it from somebody else and made his decision.
Yeah, that sticks out to me. I don't really like that call.
Somebody just told me about that on the team, so I just thought I'd go with it.
I hate that call. I didn't see it or anything. I mean, not that that should help my decision making.
I'm dead.
We're going to take a quick time out. You better survive because we still got more show to come.
I know.
Michael Widener of Hover Helmets is coming up next, and that means that it's a reminder. It's Hover Helmet Fantasy Football Friday. If you've never played...
I got mine. You got yours?
The rules... Well, we got a bunch of them here. I mean, we got Florida and Tennessee.
I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, got you. Wow, I forget we're doing a show here. Yeah. That other people can hear us.
I know you got yours. I'm looking at
that. Look at us, man. We got LSU and Army and Mississippi State. And we are straight rolling, homie.
Yeah.
Quick timeout. We'll talk about that and tell you how you can win your Hover Helmet this week. Coming up next, Cube Show. Here on Cube Show, Arky Shea here, Sarah Hodges hanging out over there, and now in studio, long time no talk, Michael Widener of Hover Helmets. What's up, brother?
Morning, boys and girls.
You're a morning guy, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Really, like you're literally up and at 'em. Like
I do. 4:30 in the morning, the alarm goes off. We hit the gym, we work out, we get after it. We get to the office first, and hey, start the day. Let's go.
I know every time if I wake up and like work out and have a shower, I'm going to be great for the day.
I just almost never do it. I know it's so the day is so much better because I've done it before. The day is so much better if like you just do like 20 minutes of like treadmill walking or if you just do some free weight. If you do something for like half an hour in the morning, it's going to be so much better of a day.
You know what? You're right. It is. You know what's so much worse, though? The night.
Yeah.
I come in this morning and I'm listening to you guys talk about the Raiders game and I'm thinking, I wish I could have stayed awake to see that.
Oh.
But I can't.
Well, I have to stay up because we played it on the station and I got to make sure things don't break while it's going on. So I use some of my time doing research for high school football and other things. Talking about hover helmets. Today is the Hover Helmet Fantasy Challenge. You know this, Michael.
Whoop, whoop.
On Fridays, you can submit your college quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Most amount of points combined wins a hover helmet of your choice, courtesy of Hover Helmets. You can text those picks in to 910-663-5663. So we haven't had you in a while, and we have had a bunch of new listeners who have come on recently. So you and your team have created the hover helmets. People have seen these. People love these. Have you gone to a place where anyone hasn't just been mesmerized? People constantly ask me, like, what kind of black magic is happening there? And it turns out it's not magic at all. Or maybe is it?
You'll have to reveal the secret. I can't say too much.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not going to say too much.
But is it not black magic? It'd just be normal magic. All races included magic.
There's just a touch of magic involved, but to answer your question, yeah, absolutely. Anywhere you go and show the product, it makes adults turn into kids again.
It does.
It creates a physical reaction. There's this physical crouch down. Is that thing really floating?
Yeah.
Seriously, no strings? Is that... Well, what makes it turn? What makes it float? And they're rubbing their fingers over the top trying to figure out, I don't get it. We have had a ton of fun, Arky. Anywhere you take it, like you said, it's a conversation starter. It's been so much fun. We're now on year 3 of business. We're introducing more teams, more items. I've got a reveal here to make in just a minute, but we're getting more exposure. We've completed most of the Big 5 football teams. We're going outside of football, going outside of sports as a whole right now. We're getting more placement. In fact, let me tell the audience this. This is kind of cool. We're actually going to be on the Home Shopping Network next Tuesday.
Really?
So keep a lookout for us on the Home Shopping Network. They're
That's
also
huge.
Going to rerun it on Thanksgiving, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah.
Yep. Bed Bath & Beyond, of all places. This seems so random and weird to me, but Bed Bath & Beyond got behind it in a big way, so
yeah,
you're going to see it.
I saw that we were shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond over the weekend and saw like a little advertisement for it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
I was like, I mean, it's beyond. It's definitely beyond.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. But yeah, to answer your question, it's been a ball. We've had nothing but fun in doing it. Hey, can I say this real quick?
Sure.
Last time I was on the show,
yeah,
I'm going to refresh your memory here. It was last September. You asked me who was going to win the national championship, and I took the very unpopular approach of saying Clemson Tigers.
I forgot. Yeah, you did. You were on that train.
It's been not long.
So, look, I don't want to pat myself on the back as a football expert here, but I am winning my office pool. I'll say that.
Oh, are you still wow. Because there weren't a lot of people that were picking Clemson last year. I mean, some people thought Clemson was really good, but to come back and beat Alabama, people weren't really thinking it.
And it was September. It was early.
Way too early in the season to say Clemson was going to be able to do that. That's a great pick by you.
Right?
Now, who are you picking now?
Ooh. Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
I think Alabama and Georgia, of course, are on the collision course to play for the SEC title. I don't foresee Georgia being quite ready to win that game. But here's what's going to happen, all right? I'm going to pick Georgia to win that game close.
Whoa.
And because it's so close, there actually is going to be a rematch in the playoffs.
Whoa.
Georgia's going to win that game, go in as the 1 seed. Bama's going to go into the playoff as the 4 seed. They're going to play each other right off the bat, and Alabama's going to get them. You can't beat Alabama twice. It's impossible. Bama gets them. Bama goes on, plays for the title, and wins it.
Wow. So, I don't want to be grumpy granny here, but why... I'm going to be so ticked off if Alabama gets another rematch shot again, because this will be another year where Alabama loses in the season and gets to play again for the national championship.
Well, do you call the SEC championship game the season, I guess? Is that too late in the year to lose?
I think it's still in the season, especially if it's the most recent game you played and you lose, and people are like, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, that game didn't really count. Oh, it's going to annoy me so much. I don't think you're completely wrong either. If both of those teams end up being undefeated by then, and Auburn doesn't grab one of them at one point, which they're probably not.
I love the Auburn Tigers, but I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, it smells like it right now.
I feel like we're chasing rabbits. Sorry. Sorry, we're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's supposed to be right now, because the hover helmets are not all over the place. They're in one place between the top and bottom of the podium, and it's rotating, and it's hovering. It's why it's called a hover helmet. It's pretty cool. And one of the great things I like about it the most is that it's made right here locally.
That's it.
We're a local – this is a product that was thought of, created, constructed, engineered right here in our backyard.
That's it. We're a proud North Alabama company. Started here from day one. I grew up in Dothan. Okay. Moved to Huntsville not long ago, maybe 10 years ago, Sarah.
That's Sarah hanging out just off the mic, just yelling like, what's up?
Oh, sorry, I forgot you're not on the mic. Then maybe not everybody can hear you. So, yeah, moved here maybe 10 years ago. We started the company about 3 years ago right here out of Huntsville, and have just had a ball ever since. But we do a lot of national marketing, but this is by far my favorite sponsorship, my favorite advertisement that we do. Because, again, I can come down here. I can pop into the station. I can bring you guys a hover helmet. We can talk about cool, fun things to do here in the station. So you guys have been an amazing team to work with. I'm just thrilled to have you on board.
Well, hey, roll tide to that, man. I mean, we love being a part of it. People go bonkers. We get more entries for this contest. And this is probably the hardest contest. We try to make things as simple as possible. This is the hardest contest because people actually have to go look up stats and look up games who are being played and look up projections and try to figure out. I mean, I got people picking players from New Mexico State and trying to pick them from FCS teams.
I love
like
it.
Like the Tyler Rogers kid, the quarterback out of there. People pick him a lot. People like Michael Gallup, the wide receiver out of Colorado State. People do all kinds of in-depth research to try to win a hover helmet, and no one puts nearly that kind of effort in any other contest that we have to do.
People love
the chance to be able to get a hover helmet.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I have been so impressed, by the way, Arky, with how vast your audience is. So we give you guys a coupon code. You guys get the best price of anybody in the country. If you go on to hoverhelmets.com, at hoverhelmets.com, type in the coupon code CUBE at checkout, C-U-B-E, which we might have to change to A-R-K-Y on Fridays.
That's right. I'm doing all the legwork here.
Seriously. Cole may not be pulling his weight on this one. But if you'll type in CUBE at checkout, you get a 20% discount and free shipping. But what I'm seeing is coupon codes being used from all over the country. It's incredible. Last week I had a guy from Iowa buy a helmet, ship it to Michigan, and use the coupon code CUBE. And I'm thinking,
wow, that's crazy.
Who is this guy?
Like, I don't know.
And why is he listening to the Cole Kublik show? But
why aren't more people doing everything?
He's not alone in this boat. It blows my mind. People from all over the country are streaming your station. It's awesome. So I love to see it.
We see some of the analytics of the podcast. Do you see any international? Because we have a few people who are international. Have we had anybody order international?
You know, we have. Canada and Mexico come in pretty regularly. But what I get more of is people on military bases.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. You've got military-based people all over the country that are ordering product to these, so you have quite the following. Kudos to you.
We did it, Michael. We did it. This show is legit. The reason we want an app is because we're awesome. And the reason we have such a big audience is because people love us. And that is why everything is legit and copacetic here on the show. People just like good radio, and that's what we do. You have an announcement you want to make. And I'm going to allow the microphone to be yours for the next however many seconds and minutes you need.
Well, I appreciate that. The hover helmets have been awesome.
I got music for this. Hold on.
Well, looky here.
Breaking news.
Breaking news from Huntsville, Alabama this morning. Hover Helmets is proud to introduce. Next week, you will start seeing NFL hover helmets for the very first time.
What?
Will be the very first location on the planet to introduce hover helmets right here in North Alabama, NFL hover helmets. Right here in North Alabama, we're going to introduce the top 15 selling NFL teams starting next week. So we're going to see teams that might be popular in this room. We'll have the Oakland Raiders.
That's Sarah's right up her alley.
We will have the Dallas Cowboys
that's
coming out.
That's everybody's area. That's everybody.
America's team, of course. But yeah, we are super excited, Arky. Excited to have the NFL finally. This is obviously we're not the biggest market on the planet for the NFL hover helmet, but nationwide, this is a big, big deal for our company. I think we're about to give ourselves a lot more opportunities for growth, at least.
Yeah, because the NFL is the biggest game in town. I mean, college football is huge, but the NFL, it's ginormous.
By far. And being here in the South, being in North Alabama, we had to introduce Alabama and Auburn helmets first. That was a natural progression for us, and it made sense, and it has done so much to allow us to get to this point, and we're going to continue to sell collegiate hover helmets indefinitely. But, yeah, when you talk about the difference in the NFL markets, we're not talking about Tuscaloosa, Jacksonville, Athens anymore. We're talking about Detroit, Chicago, L.A., New York. So this is a big opportunity for us, and we can't be more thankful for this. This is great.
And a lot of this is because of the continued growth to be allowed because people have gone to HufferHelmets.com, used the promo code CUBE, help just reinvest back into a local company and to know what a great product. You can't have a lot of sales. You can't have a lot of room for expansion if you don't have a great product. And the product is great. We've taken these things to Hover Helmets, and I've had like 60-year-old journalists just sit there, just like grumpy men who just sit there like, man, that thing is pretty cool.
Well, let me do this if I can. Just for the listeners that maybe haven't seen it before, it's a miniature replica football helmet. I mean exact to the T, complete with the padding on the inside of the helmet, a mini replica helmet of your favorite team that we outfit with magnets. I hate to give away some of the magic here, but we outfit it with magnets and electricity, which allows it to literally levitate. It hovers within its stand that's provided, and as long as it's plugged in, it will hover and rotate forever and ever. And I'll say there's three levels of people out there. Those that hear about it, okay, I get it. That makes some sense. Then you see it. You see it online. You see it on a video, and it's like, oh, okay, now I see what you're talking about. That's really cool. And then there's that third level of people. And if your audience hasn't gotten there, they need to. And that's the person that sees it actually live in person.
Yeah.
That's when you get that physical reaction I was talking about, that, oh, that's actually doing what you said it does. That, there's no strings. That thing is actually hovering.
And it's super simple and easy to set up. As soon as you get it, you can have it plugged in and spinning within 60 seconds. Like,
oh, yeah. Yes.
It's a no-brainer for a Christmas present. I'll say for Hanukkah, for all of our Jewish friends.
Taylor Tannenbaum,
one of our Jewish friends.
We have one in our woman cave. We have ours in our woman cave.
Oh, Sarah, yeah, they have a hover helmet in your woman cave, right?
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Florida State and I think an Auburn one, yep. Is that right? So those are pretty neat.
Yeah, but they're perfect for executive offices. They're perfect for man or woman caves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect for kids' rooms. You know, there's no place you can't put a hover helmet. If you're a true fan, there's no way to express your passion for your pride like a hover helmet.
Hoverhelmets.com is the website. Promo code CUBE gets you 20% off and free shipping. Nowhere else can you get that with the CUBE promo code. Also, next week you start pre-orders for the – any of the top 15 NFL teams.
You got it.
As far as selling. And then those will sort of roll out to the rest of the other 15 teams that are in the NFL, or 15 teams in the NFL, or 17 teams in the NFL. No, 15, right? 32? I should know this, I feel like.
You know what? I could probably figure them out, but for time's sake, let's just say the Packers, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, the Raiders, and a few
and it'll
others.
It'll be on the website, too, right?
It'll
be on the website.
Of course.
You can start your pre-orders of that. And then they'll start shipping out in like another week after that, week and a half, something
like
that.
Yeah, call it 2 weeks. We'll have them. And I would encourage you to get them quick. We didn't order huge quantities. We're going to do a real test market this year. So I have a few hundred of each team. If you need one, you better scoop it up pretty quickly because they're going to go fast.
HoverHelmets.com. Get there now. Huge announcement. The NFL is on the site. Go get it. Pre-orders start next week. So go ahead and bookmark that website. That way you can go in there, send yourself a little reminder on the phone, 9 a.m. Monday morning. Just start looking for the 5 a.m. Monday morning. Go ahead and start looking.
There you go. There you go.
Start looking to see if you can get those pre-orders in. Mike, a lot of fun. Really appreciate it. It's the huge news, and we're glad to be able to break it here.
Yeah, my pleasure, Arky. Thanks for having me.
More CUBE Show coming up next. Back live CUBE Show. Got almost no time left to be able to talk about anything here in this segment, but we will coming up in the next segment. I also want to thank Michael Widener for coming in of Hover Helmets. These things are really legit cool. I mean, there's a reason you guys are clamoring. I've already got dozens of text messages this morning to get in to try to win the Hover Helmet. These things are so, so cool. And the fact that the NFL is now the game in town. Oh, yeah, Shuggy Ducky. You know what's happening. We're about to increase some odds. I think increase a lot of people wanting to play, too. Still doing college players right now in the college game. But you can start pre-ordering now. Next week you can start pre-ordering the NFL ones. We still got to talk about the Cubs and the fact that they're no longer playing baseball.
My heart.
We also got to talk about what I saw last week on my off week with Randolph. That includes me checking out Sarah Hodges and company doing high school highlights.
Hey.